Practice number 8, Adam. The Buffs are now more than halfway through spring ball. 8 of 15 practices in the books now, and it was cornerbacks day today. We got Aaron Fletcher, the new corners coach, as well as R.J. Johnson, who's one of the handful of returning guys on defense, and then Cree Thomas, who is a very interesting, intriguing, I guess is a better word, young guy on this team.
Yeah, it's funny with R.J. Johnson. We'll start there. We did a roundtable before spring ball, and the question posed was, which returning player has the most to prove? The list was pretty short when you started going through it. But RJ was my pick because he was starting to really come on last year when he got hurt.
Yeah.
And he tried to come back, and I just don't think was ever right last year. But he was somebody that was really trending in a positive direction. But he's going to have to work his tail off because they brought in some talent to this program. We get a chance to talk to Cree Thomas, one of those guys, and Justin Eglin is, played in a college football playoff game at James Madison last year. And there's some real wild cards in that group as well. I would have a hard time putting real strong odds on it at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who you would pencil in as the starter right now. I mean, I would probably pencil in Justin Eglin as one. But that second one, I don't know. I mean, RJ Johnson would probably be who I'd do, but like, will he win that spot?
Yeah, I don't. Cree Thomas is making a lot of plays, and as Aaron Fletcher, the new cornerbacks coach, said, he arrived with something to prove. Which it's crazy now in the portal era that Cree Thomas goes to Notre Dame and actually plays like a lot on special teams as a true freshman, but doesn't get to start because he's a true freshman at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And he's got something to prove after just 1 year. It just sounds funny, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And he's playing behind an All-American, right, at Notre Dame. And he talked about that, like learning a lot at Notre Dame, watching film with those guys and just how much he's brought that here. But he sounds like a very confident young man, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't think that's going to be an issue. Really good player coming out of the Brophy Prep High School, program that's produced a lot of talent over the years in the Phoenix area. I think he's going to be a pretty special player for the Buffs, and you like that he's got multiple years of eligibility.
Yeah.
Again, every year you got to re-recruit him, but
the
thought of being able to develop cornerbacks would be nice around here.
Well, you talk about recruiting every year. That's almost the tricky thing is you want them to play well, but if they play too well, then are you going to be able to keep them? So, but that's a problem for next offseason, right? But, he is one of the young guys that I'm intrigued about because, he was highly recruited out of high school, goes to Notre Dame, and he is making a lot of plays. And what I like about him is he was very confident, but he doesn't sound cocky, right? He doesn't sound like that guy that – there's some people that like sound like they've got a lot of confidence and they haven't done anything to really prove it, but he's going out there and proving it.
He is. I think Emery Floyd from Appalachian State is another guy that is kind of a wild card in that group. He's got some pretty good size to him as well. So you like the potential of that room.
Yeah.
I don't like, it feels like a fairly high floor, but I don't know what the ceiling is for that group. Do you?
No, I would say that's a good way to say it, is that, I think there's a lot of raw talent there, but I don't know how good it's going to look on game day. I thought there was some raw talent there last year too, and it didn't look great on game day. So is this group going to be better than that?
Well, I think part of what makes us a little bit more gun-shy is DJ McKinney was, a preseason all-conference pick last year, and he's a very talented player. I'm sure he's going to do well in the future, but he didn't have a great season here last year.
Yeah.
And Preston Hodge, started to come on, but had a really rough start to the season. So maybe that's why we're going to be a little bit more apprehensive this year, is just because of last year being a little bit higher on that group than the production ended up being.
Yeah, DJ McKinney now at Notre Dame. So I guess it was a trade, DJ McKinney for Cree Thomas. Aaron Fletcher comes here. He said it was after Thanksgiving last year, around Thanksgiving, which is when the K-State game was. Season ends for CU. The Coach Prime calls him and gives him an opportunity. He goes, I wasn't expecting it, and all of a sudden here I am. He brings, I think, some good energy and confidence as well.
Yeah, I've enjoyed these new coaches that we've got a chance to talk to this spring. kind of out of left field. I think a lot of people were Googling Aaron Fletcher when that news came out.
Yeah.
But he was had a coordinator title at Abilene Christian before. He has had experience at Power Four programs, including Arizona State. So he's kind of been working his way up, and it sounds like he's got a pretty good history with Kevin Mathis. So those two are working well in there. Wait and see with, you know, a lot of these coaching hires. But you like what you hear when things are optimistic in springtime, for sure.
And, you know, it's interesting with the Mathis thing, because it's an interesting dynamic when you go and hire a new cornerbacks coach, but the old one is still here, right? And I know, you know, Kevin's got a different role. He's still there. But with those two having a history, and, you know, Aaron Fletcher talked about, he's like family. He's like a brother to me. That's an interesting dynamic that they know each other so well and that they're working well together.
I mean, just with Coach Prime's history with he and Andre Hart as well, I just, that's why I think you have a unique dynamic with Hart, you know, still being around after being a linebackers coach before. So I think it has just to do with the fact that really, I think Coach Prime looks at those guys as family, and they're part of the CU family. And you've got to make decisions to put the best staff together to win football games. And you can debate whether they promoted too much from within. That's going to be something that we're going to find out in the fall.
Yeah. And I doubt Coach Prime learned after the fact that he and Kevin Mathis were close. He probably knew that ahead of time, and probably got Kevin's signing off on Aaron Fletcher. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic. We also learned, I think it was Cree Thomas that said, Coach Prime has been more involved with coaching the corners. Had been more active, or maybe it was RJ, I can't remember, but said that he's been more active as far as like being in meetings and doing things like that. So those corners are getting a lot of attention.
Yeah, you've got basically three position coaches there. It's kind of like the three-headed monster on the O-line, right?
Right,
you got that at corners now, but and you've got an increase in talent there. How much can you maximize that this fall?
Yeah, well, it's gonna be interesting to see that group. Very intriguing group, like Adam said. I think high floor, ceiling. We're gonna see where it is in the fall, but we'll be back later on this week. We got another position group to talk about on Friday.
Now you're going to hear some comments made by Notre Dame cornerback transfer Cree Thomas, who is now in the Colorado Buffaloes program with 3 years of eligibility remaining.
Man, I mean, it's first of all, you get the opportunity to learn from Coach Prime. He's the greatest to ever do it in my position, you know. I feel like they're going to put me in positions to play to my strengths. You know, playing press man, that's something that I'm confident in. And, you know, I love Boulder, like I love the city when I came on the visit. So that's why I decided to come here. And also I just wanted to be a part of a culture shift, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted to be a part of that change and go win some games here.
Coach Fletcher was just saying that you have a point to prove. What do you think he meant by that?
Yeah, I mean, so last year I played behind two great corners, specifically Leonard Moore. And I learned a lot from him, you know? That's my guy. So I was watching film with him, I was preparing with him like I was the starter. And so I think what he means by that is just, I know that I can play. I'm playing with confidence, and that's through God. So that's all I want to do, is just come out here and play with confidence, show the world what I could do.
Bill, since you've got here in that room, is there anyone who's kind of stuck out to you as a leader or someone who maybe took you under your wings since you got to Boulder?
Yeah, I would say as a whole, you know, we're all new coming in. We have a lot of different transfers. The guys who have been here, you know, Ben and RJ and those guys have been great, you know, showing me around and everything. But I would say as a whole, there's been a huge emphasis on changing the culture. So I think we got a lot of disciplined guys who are all trying to work together and gel together to make this play special.
Coach Prime had a quote last season about corners, like he wants cornerbacks who like play to make a play, like not play to get beat. Is that how you feel like you try to play? Is that like kind of your mindset when you're out there?
That's definitely been my mindset, and especially recently, you know. Ever since like the spring started, and even in the off season, I've just been thinking a lot, and you know, I feel like I need to go make plays. Like I can't let it come to me.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of the mindset that I'm coming with this season. You know, go make the play. That's all it is.
Is too much made of the go-go offense? Is it all conceptually, or are there some real elements to this that make it very challenging to defend?
Oh yeah, I mean, it's definitely a different offense, as everybody knows. And so, yeah, I mean, it's challenging to defend, but it's also good for us as a defense that we get to go against this type of offense, you know, a fast offense, you know, so we always have to be in the correct position. We can't mess up. So I think it's a good thing for us as a defense too.
What are the differences in between having to defend this and a traditional offense?
I mean, for one, it's way faster. There's a bunch of different formations that aren't traditional. And so, yeah, just having to adjust, you always have to communicate and talk and be on the right cue.